As the world transitions from the post-Cold War unipolar moment into an increasingly multipolar era, the question of how major powers can manage competition without conflict becomes urgent. With geopolitical tensions rising from Ukraine to the Indo-Pacific, many wonder if a historical model might offer insight. The 19th-century Concert of Europe, though deeply rooted in its own time, offers both a precedent and a warning for the challenge of great power cooperation today. The Concert of Europe was formed in 1815 during the Vienna Congress, comprising Britain, Austria, Russia, Prussia, and later France, after the Napoleonic Wars. This loose coalition's purpose was to ensure balance of power and continental peace. It did almost achieve 4 decades of peace, however, it was deeply flawed. The arrangement maintained imperial control and suppressed nationalism. It was functional mostly due to members not trusting each other and instead coming to understand the consequences of a pan-European war. However, the entire system was dependent on Eurocentric views, which turned the concert into an uncontrollable monstrosity. This was the case until the early 20th century, when it utterly failed in the colossal war it sought to protect Europe against. Moving towards the present day, the world is not only multipolar but is also more intricate than ever. The great powers now function in different continents under different regimes, in a system governed equally by economic interdependence, information flows, and military power. Climate change, pandemics, cyber threats, and transnational terrorism have blurred the lines between domestic and international security. Multilateral forums exist from the UN Security Council to the G20, but their effectiveness is often challenged by gridlock, vetoes, and competing agendas. Nevertheless, the reasoning for maintaining a concert-style mechanism is still appealing. If concert diplomacy was effectively managed, it could offer a controlled and highly adaptable schedule for dialogue amongst the powerful, one that seeks understanding over conflict. Scholars like Richard N. Haas and Charles Kupchan propose creating a contemporary concert of 5 active regions identified by their strategic powers and not regime type. Their suggestions focus on non-religiously organized structure principles, placing regional organizations in an advisory position. While it does not solve problems, this idea helps for reflection towards stabilizing an increasingly fragmented international system. Trust remains severely deficient. The war in Ukraine, China's increasing assertiveness, and fractures in Western alliances depict a volatile global system. Internal polarization strikes democracies while authoritarian states escape external surveillance.